Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. The Great Resignation meets the Great Do-Over. This is session 4 in our series, How to Master Selling Your Services for Maximum Profit and Impact. Welcome back to Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are new to our show, welcome home. It's here that we share the most critical skills for success for new coaches, consultants, and servicepreneurs. And today, I have a very special guest to share with you, Chris Kenny. Chris is a sales mastery coach, a millionaire maker, and all-around super fun guy to know and to have on your side if you are breaking through the limits of your own mindset and what it would take for you to go from just getting by to living in a place of complete abundance and able to help the people and causes you care about most. And according to Chris, if you're not making multiple six or seven figures, it's not your marketing, it's your mindset. You don't need a big team. You don't need complicated sales funnels. You don't need millions of followers on your social media feed. No fancy website. And you don't need to sacrifice your time, your energy on late nights. In fact, Chris made his first million working 20 to 25 hours a week. So listen up, my friends. Who doesn't want more of that? So welcome to Life After Corporate, Chris Kenny.
How you doing? It's great to be here. And what you just said, all of it's true.
I pulled it from your website. And actually, you know, to reinforce the point, you don't need a website, is that I had never been to your website and I have already worked with you and, you know, am an avid fan of everything you drop in your Facebook group. But we've never had the conversation about you ever being in corporate. So did you have a corporate job? And if so, what's your life after corporate story?
Yeah, so I did. I did have a corporate job. I was in corporate sales and I was selling for a national payroll company. So I was selling payroll services. And it was one of those jobs that as I got better at it, it was really interesting. Like as you sell more, they raise your quota. Then you sell more and they raise your quota. So I felt like I was, you know, constantly on this hamster wheel of, hey, I hit the number. Oh, now the number's higher. And then the number would get higher and then they'd shrink my territory. So it was like, that was the journey that I was on. And I was kind of in this space where I was making a good amount of money, you know, multi six figure job. And man, just burned out like to the max, was completely burned out. And then my story, the thing that it's true, but it irritates people. So here's what happened, right? I literally read one self-development book. I read The Success, you know, everybody has a book that's changed their life, right? The book that changed my life was The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. I read that book. I got all fired up about self-development. I was in a B&I group. So I started doing the educational coordinator thing inside of, you know, B&I and started like really loving standing up in front of the group and teaching, you know, self-development. So I made this radical decision. And I don't know if everybody remembers, but back in 2008, we were in a recession. And that's when I left my corporate job. I just said, forget it. I'm starting a coaching company. And I started it based on one book and left the company, started running these small intimate events where this little intimate, you know, 60 to 90 minute events where I'd, you know, bring 5, 6, 7 people into the room. And that first year I made $263,000 as a coach.
That's amazing. You know, I think a lot of people who are listening and watching this interview today would love to make $200,000+ their first year. So you were burnt out, but what led you to pick sales mastery and in particular high ticket sales mastery as a focus for your coaching?
Well, I think the first thing for people to understand, especially if you're leaving corporate and you're moving into entrepreneurship, just remember you don't have to have it all figured out. Your target market that you start with will probably not be the target market you finish with. So, I mean, I was working primarily with, believe it or not, directors, top directors in Mary Kay Cosmetics. Why? because I was running these little workshops, and the Mary Kay people heard about them and said, hey, you know, attend this workshop. So next thing I know, I became well known in Mary Kay. So their directors would bring me in, I'd run these trainings, and that's how I ended up making money. But I didn't set out, you know, to say, hey, I'm going into business and I'm going to work with Mary Kay directors. You know, I feel like what it is that you need will reveal itself to you in the journey. The key is that you actually start the journey. You have to get moving. You have to be in motion and then pay attention to what shows up. So I spent some time in that market, and I noticed that I was consistently teaching them enrollment. They were doing it, well, for them, it was called recruiting. How do I recruit? How do I sell this opportunity? And then after transitioning out of that, right, I ended up working with the solo entrepreneur market, you know, people like yourself, and then realizing that consistently, same thing, I was teaching sales again and again and again. How are you doing enrollment? How are you pricing your services? That conversation just kept happening and happening and happening. And then I started to see that the people that were working with me that were doing incredibly well were always the ones that were able to master enrollment. Because, you know, early on in business, when you're just beginning, my opinion, there's no skill set that is more important than how to do authentic enrollment. I don't care about, I'm not trying to badmouth marketing, but so many people spend so much time, energy, money on marketing. If you don't know how to close the leads when they show up, all that money's wasted. So the first thing you need to learn is how to sell.
Absolutely.
Because we're on marketing. The leads, marketing is going to bring you leads that you can't convert. Congratulations.
That's right. I mean, I frequently say, if you don't like to sell, then either get over it, hire someone else to do it, or go back and get a job, because there's no serving your market. There's no fulfilling your mission if you're not able to sell. And many people come to entrepreneurship and coaching and consulting without any sales skills. And because of that, they tend to not want to leave any money on the table. They're afraid of pricing themselves. So I do a pricing masterclass. So they start pricing by the hour. And then you say, well, no one's buying your time. So why are you pricing by the hour? But what are some of the mistakes that you see new coaches or coaches that have hit that barrier that they can't seem to get beyond? So what do you see as some of the things that are holding them back from really fulfilling their true earning potential?
Yeah, you know, one is hourly pricing. It's probably the number one issue. It's learning how to do value-based pricing, value-based packages. When you learn that, everything changes. And I always say you're not paying, you know, I'll always ask. They'll say, well, how much is that per hour? You know, if somebody asked me that, nobody asked me that now, just by the way. I haven't had that question in several years. But if somebody did say, I'd say, are you paying for my time? And if they said, yeah, I'm paying for your time, I'd say, no, you're not. You're paying for a result.
Yeah.
Once we get this result, what's going to happen for your life? What's going to happen for your business? How is it going to affect your bottom line? Okay. If it's going to make you an extra $200,000, $200,000 or $300,000, why would I charge $100 an hour for that? If it's going to make you $300,000 and I'm going to charge you $75,000, that's a pretty damn good deal for you. I mean, try to find another investment that's going to pay you back at that level. You pay me $75,000, you make $200,000 year over year over year over year over year for the next lifetime of your business. That's a good investment. So pricing hourly is probably the biggest mistake. Mistake number two, basing your pricing on what the market will bear. What the market will bear. So listen, if you put yourself where the market will bear, what you've just done is you've decided that you're going to tell the world that you're mediocre, because that's what the market's going to tell you. What the market will bear is going to be the average. This is average. Are you average? No, you're not average. You're extraordinary. You're elite. You have to show up as extraordinary. You have to show up as elite. You have to position yourself as elite, not as what the market will bear. And that's a huge error. It's massive, massive underestimation. But You know, here's what happens. They're afraid to do that because they're afraid, oh my gosh, people won't buy it. So they price themselves low, right? Which can sometimes be so low that they take themselves out of business. And the other thing that happens is if and when they start getting no's to their service and somebody says, well, I said no because of the price. Look, everybody that says no to you is going to say they said no because of the price. It's the easy out. I don't care if you charge $5,000 or $500,000. They're going to tell you it was the price, right? But once, here's what happens. You start to believe, oh, they said no because of the price. So now you lower your price. And now you have now become a victim to your market. Now you're a victim. Oh, yeah. They said it's too high. Oh, lower it. Oh, they said it's too high. Lower it. You keep lowering it. And then what that does is it prevents you from learning the skill set and the way of being that's necessary to command a high fee. And what you've essentially done is solve the wrong problem. You've solved a mindset problem, a belief problem, and a selling problem, right, with a price solution. So you're solving the wrong problem. And whenever you're solving the wrong problem or focused on the wrong problem, guess what? You're not going to find the solution.
So you make it sound so easy. And I know in your mind, it really is. But for someone who is really stuck in that place that we've just described, where, you know, people aren't closing, I'm not closing the people I have, everyone's objecting to price. If it's a mindset issue, what needs to shift to get them from where they are to a place of embracing a higher value proposition and quoting higher fees?
Well, for me, the first thing was, I remember my first mentor telling me, Chris, you know what your biggest problem is? I said, yeah, tell me what my biggest problem is. He said, when people tell you they don't have the money, you believe them. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. So it's being strong and not being willing to buy into other people's money story. I mean, I have story after story after story of people who sat down with me during a conversation and said, Chris, you know, my wife just got laid off from work. I've never sold anything for over $1,000. I've been unemployed for 3 months, blah, 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 blah. I'll pitch a $60,000 program and the person will buy it.
So tell us a story about that. You know, walk us through one of those scenarios, because when I heard that and I was in your Facebook group, one of my colleagues was a client of yours. And I was like, if she's in there must be something good that I can learn. And I tuned in July. In fact, I had another entrepreneur friend staying with me, and we'd like put you up on the big screen TV as you were doing this live teaching, because you were dropping so many great stories and so many great nuggets on how you actually move from this place of scarcity or not feeling like you're good enough or worth enough or not closing the people that you are attracting into your sphere. So how do you get from that mindset of, oh, I could never charge that, to commanding high fees?
Yeah, the first thing was the belief in, there's a particular universal law, and I would have taught it during this training. Universal laws, and I want everybody to listen to what I'm about to say with this law. This is how I run my life. It's not only a business thing, but this is a way of thinking that translates into a way of being that is active in all parts of my life. The law, the universal law, is law of polarity. And what law of polarity says is everything in the universe has an opposite and it exists at the same time. Everything in the universe has an opposite and it exists at the same time. You can't have left without right, because nothing is left without right to compare it to. You can't have in without out. You can't have up without down. Nothing's up if you don't have down to compare it to, right? So everything in the universe has an opposite and it exists at the same time. So if that's true, if there's a problem present, what else is present?
A solution.
Solution. Problems present, so is a solution. So bottom line is, if you set an intention that says, hey, I'm going to learn how to sell coaching services for $15,000 and I'm going to do it in the next 90 days. Well, if that problem's present, so is the solution. And the only reason you or anyone does not get to the solution is because there's something they're resisting. They're resisting. You're in resistance. So the first thing for me was operating from the knowing that the solution of how to do this had to be present, and it had to be present now. And then I started asking myself, what am I resisting? Mm-hmm. What am I resisting? What am I resisting doing? Okay, I'm resisting raising my fees. Okay, I'm resisting moving my marketing to this type. I'm resisting learning how to sell. I'm resisting investing in myself to learn some of these skill sets. What are you resisting? Because whatever it is that you're resisting is always going to be the next step in the journey. The universe is always presenting to you what it is that you need to move yourself to the next level. The thing that's different between those that struggle and those that don't is those that don't resist it when it shows up. They take the risk. They step in. They move in faith. I always tell people the bridge between the physical and the spiritual is faith. The bridge Absolutely. Between the physical and spiritual is faith. The physical is what you have now. That's what's in the checking account. That's the physical. The spiritual is what you want. It's the goal. It's the dream. Hey, I want a seven-figure business. Hey, I want to sell services for $25,000, for $50,000, whatever it is. Well, the bridge that's going to get you there is faith. And that means moving forward when you don't see the direction. It means moving forward when it's risky. It means moving forward when you're scared half to death. It means moving forward when it feels counterintuitive. Going to feel counterintuitive, folks. Because why? Your brain does not have a frame of reference for the new thing you're trying to create. If you're trying to create selling a $15,000 package, your mind hasn't had the experience of selling a $15,000 package. So of course, your mind is not going to be able to figure out how that's going to happen. So stop trying that. It's not going to work. You're never going to figure it out because there is no frame of reference in there, right? You have to understand that the forward movement happens when you make decisions not based on where you are, but based on where you want to be. Stop making decisions based on where you are and make your decisions based on where you want to be. That's the thing that moves the needle. And it feels like shit because it's hard, it's heavy, it's incredibly uncomfortable, and it's incredibly risky. But if you're willing to do that and you're willing to pay attention to what shows up as you're doing that, you're going to have some positive outcomes. You're going to have some outcomes that are less than positive. When you have an outcome that's less than positive, you have to embrace the learning that's in it, and you have to move forward from there. So the key is move in faith. The key is look at what you're resisting. What are you resisting doing? And the key is understanding that the solution to achieving what it is that you want is in your experience right now. And the only reason you're not finding it is because there's something you're resisting.
So is it fair to say then it's just do it? And what about, you know, do you have to be in alignment? So if I'm going from a place of charging $3,000 for, you know, 6 months of coaching, which was before the broadcast, we started talking about that's where you started. And then going to a place of $15,000 for 6 months of coaching. Did you have to mentally or emotionally align behind that before you could quote that number? Or did you just quote it scared?
Yeah, I quoted it scared. Yeah, I really did. And as a matter of fact, when I got my first yes, my first thought was the person on the other line was absolutely insane. And that's not, I'm not saying that to be funny. That was what I felt like. I was like, this person's insane. They're actually about to pay me $15,000 for coaching. That's what it felt like for me. I had to be willing to quote it scared. Now, there was a couple of things that led to that. So one of the things that created urgency around having that sale was I was in a very high ticket mentorship program. I was paying somebody over $10,000 a month. And what had happened was he had been mentoring me to raise my fees, and I had resisted and resisted and resisted and resisted. So now I was running out of money. I didn't have any money. Like, I bounced my health insurance when the payroll company tried to pull my health insurance. I didn't have the money, right? So now I got to this huge place of urgency inside of myself, right? So one of the things is, what has to happen for this to change in your mind from a want to a have to? What has to change in your mind for this to move from a want to a have to? For me, the embarrassment of not having money, because guess who was pulling that money? The payroll company that I used to work for. Oh, look at Chris over here. He's gone started his own business. Oh, look, he can't even pay his health. Yeah, he was making 200 grand over here. Look, can't even pay his insurance. You know, I mean, I was so embarrassed. So I had to, that created a whole heck of a lot of urgency. So, I mean, we could get into a whole nother conversation about the importance of raising your need line in your finances. You know, that's very, very important. When you raise your need line, and the need line is the amount that you need just to survive. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just suddenly create this experience where we're going to live in a box. You know, that doesn't happen. It's not human. It's not human nature. I mean, we're here to survive. We're here to thrive. We're here to procreate and expand the species and so on. So when you raise your need line, which I did when I signed a contract with a high-end, high-ticket mentor, I'm in a contract. Now I have to make the money, right? Guess what? It shifts your urgency. And again, it's another thing that nobody wants to hear. You have to raise your need line, folks, right? The other thing is, you have to be willing. You want to create more money? Well, guess what? You're going to have to break your current money rules. The money rules you're living by right now are creating what you have right now. You want a different outcome? You're going to have to play by different rules. So that had to happen. So I was quoting scared. I was quoting from a place of urgency. Now, not everybody can just hop on and say, guess what? It's 15 grand. But what you can do is you can say, hey, I'm at 3,000. I'm going to go sell two at 6,000 and I'm not going to, but you have to make a decision, which means that means I don't care how many freaking no's you get. You don't come off as 6,000. It's a decision. It means you cut from all other options. You are going to sell it at six. And then you lean on polarity. Polarity says, hey, if that problem is present, the way to sell it at six has to be present. You have to choose to believe that. You have to go. You have to monitor your selling. Every time you have a sales call, you end up with a no. Okay, what do I need to shift? And that means don't blame the person on the other line for why it didn't close. It means look at yourself. It means take ownership. What's going on? Remember this, when it comes to price objection, price is only expensive because it's being compared to something else. Price is only expensive because of being compared to something else. You have to get better at controlling in your enrollment conversation what people are comparing you to. And until you do that, you're going to get price objection until the cows come out.
So what I'm getting a sense of here, Chris, is that you have cracked a psychological code around how to think about your value, how to step into a higher definition of who you are. And when you're in alignment to that, and when you're operating from the law of polarity, that's when things shift. And unfortunately, sometimes people have to get to a point where their need level is at rock bottom. And I hope that's not everyone here, but I remember that day when I think there was $40 in my bank account and something shifted for me in that moment. It's just like, okay, Deb, you know, if you're really gonna make a go at this, if you're really gonna support your son as he's going through college, you know, you've got to shift this. And so, and Chris, you know, you have elevated me to even higher levels of thinking and desire, and I'm in the process of raising my need level here. But can you tell us another story of either a client or a personal situation where you were in that authentic enrollment conversation and you were in a point of, you know, the other person on the other side is saying, I don't have any money. You know, there's no way I can do that. Walk us through that.
Yeah. Like, how do I respond? Or just one situation where somebody was giving me a bad money story and I still converted a big sale?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll go right back to the person in Bali. This is a very memorable story around a person that came into my experience. This person was like a complete minimalist. So let me just tell the whole complete story because I think there's a lot of nuggets in it. It's not super long, but there's some good nuggets. So one of the things that I do is every time I travel to like an event, you know, a self-development event, a self-development retreat of any kind, I think of those as opportunities to generate sales for my business because people are there. They're there looking for personal growth. What I do is directly aligned with personal growth. These people have traveled to this place for this personal growth. So they're obviously committed to this level of growth and they're willing to spend money on this personal growth because they have gotten on an airplane and they've flown halfway around the world to Bali. Guess what? They're willing to spend money on their personal development. So great opportunity. So I show up. The first thing that I always do when I'm at an event like this is I have a very specific intention. So I set an intention. The intention was I wanted to close a 60K client at this event. Very simple. That was the intention I'd set. And now here I go. I know if I've set the intention, the way to hit the intention, the way to fulfill the intention has to be present. It has to be in the room. There's 12 people in the room. One of these people has to be willing to pay me 60 grand. Has to. It's like the law says it. And here's the thing, folks, law doesn't care if you believe the law just is. So you're going to believe it or you're not. Your call. I believe it. And I show up as if it's true. So I'm in this event and I'm in this conversation. I think it was like around day two, maybe. And I'm walking with this guy and this guy looks like almost like a drifter. Like, I mean, I knew he wasn't a drifter because we were at this hotel in Bali. But again, just complete minimalist guy, you know, his couch was a beanbag chair and he was happy with that. I just need a beanbag. That's it. So we had this long conversation. He was telling me about he was selling, it was fitness related, health related products and services. Told me that his girlfriend had just left the military and she didn't really have a really good package. Told me that he had a full-time job, but he had lost his full-time job. And now he's trying to do personal training on his own. Now, here's the thing. Here's what most people would do in this situation. Most people would hear that story and say, this person's not a high ticket buyer.
100%.
This person's not a high ticket buyer. And guess what? They never asked for the money.
That's right.
And the person leaves and then they say, well, that guy didn't have the money. And they don't even count the person as a possibility. Listen, you're missing these opportunities because of the belief system and the filter you are viewing them from. I set an intention for a 60K client. The person that manifested into my experience was this person, not somebody else who was driving a private jet. It was this guy, right? And because I know and I believe that, hey, I'm manifesting this, I'm creating this, I'm in this conversation with this human being for a reason, I've set this intention. What am I resisting? Oh, I'm resisting quoting 60K to a guy who just lost his job and his girlfriend just got a pay cut from the military. Oh, that's what I'm resisting. Okay, I'm going to have this conversation and I'm going to be the person that holds the space and holds the belief and chooses not to buy into this man's money story. And I'm going to put the program in front of him that is most likely to move him forward regardless of money. The program he needed was the 60K program. That's why I pitched it. Let him tell me no. Stop reaching into your potential client's pocketbooks and deciding for them. I mean, that's what people do. You then take your money shit and you put it right into your client's pocketbook.
Absolutely. And when you do that, you rob them of valuing themselves at a higher level. You take away the opportunity for them to shift and you rob yourself from getting the income that you really need to grow your business.
Everybody loses. This gentleman, I quoted him $60,000. He took a deep breath. He knew the down payment was 10K. He said, do you take a credit card? I said, yeah, I take a credit card. He said, here's what I'm going to do. I've got this card here. It's got a $6,000 limit on it. I'm going to call the credit card company. I'm going to have them raise the limit. I'm going to give you the $10,000 and guess what? You're going to have to teach me how to make the rest. I said, okay, let's do that. He goes, he ups the limit, pays me the $10K. I looked at his fitness services, his health services, found a way to differentiate himself, which is one of the things that's really, really important. You have to find some things to differentiate yourself in the market. And if you can't
Super
do it,
important.
Hire somebody else that can, because it's unlikely that you'll be able to see what makes you different from the lens of your own shit, right? So hire somebody. So we got him positioned slightly differently. I created a $4,500 package for him. My fee was $5,000 a month. So guess what? If he sells one, he's just about there for paying me, right? So end of the day, this gentleman, by the end of our 12-month engagement, was not selling for $4,500. He was selling for $15,000 for 6 months. Listen, this is not about money. You know what this is about? That guy's life is different because I pitched him $60,000, because I was willing to make myself uncomfortable, because I was willing to be the person that did not buy his money story. If I sold him a single day retreat for $1,000, that guy would never have learned how to sell his services for $15,000. And now today, here we are, it's got to be 9 years later or something. That guy's still going out and selling his services for $15,000 in his life. He's still sitting on a beanbag.
Life hasn't changed. He's still a minimalist, but he's
a minimalist. And that's the difference. But listen, it's about impact. That decision that I made in that moment to pitch in that program was a game changer for him. So when you say everybody loses, he would have missed out. I would have missed out. Everybody would have lost. And that's what people do. They base their pricing on the money stuff that's coming out of their potential client and also the money stuff that's coming out of themselves.
Yeah.
Write this down. It's not a money problem. It's an asking problem.
Well, that was the takeaway, my friends. That was the last thing I was going to ask you. It's not a money problem. It's an asking problem. And so with that, Chris, you've dropped so many valuable nuggets on our audience here today. I know that the listeners of Life After Corporate take copious notes. So I'm sure people will be reaching out to you and joining your Facebook group and in your trainings. What is the best way for people to stay in touch with you and get more?
Well, you can stop by the website, chriskennycoaching.com, and we'll post a link for that. And then the other best way, I would say, is find me inside of my Facebook group. I have a private Facebook group. It's called Sales Mastery Inner Circle. Sales Mastery Inner Circle. Now, inside of Sales Mastery Inner Circle, I do complimentary training every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So you pop on in there. If you like this content and some of what I'm sharing here, hop into the group because there's free content on Thursdays. I also do complimentary laser coaching sessions on Tuesdays, which means you can actually enroll to have a 10-minute complimentary session. We're going to do that on StreamYard. I do three of those every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So we've got the free laser coaching on Tuesdays. We've got content that's delivered on Thursday. And then about once a quarter, I do like a 5 to 10 day, something we call the Income Accelerator Challenge, which is what Deb was talking about earlier. That's coming up as well. We're going to run that in December, in the first week of December. So hop into the group, Sales Mastery Inner Circle on Facebook.
Guys, you got to catch that. I must say, I am a very discerning consumer of coaching content. I've been in this business for 10 years. I've worked with a lot of coaches and, you know, I see a lot of people out there, and Chris really is the real deal. I mean, sincerely, from the heart, everything you share, you are probably the most generous coach that I have seen online. You know, certainly you deliver a lot of value to the people in that Facebook group. So hop on over to
Sales Mastery Inner Circle,
and we'll post a link to that Facebook group in the show notes. Chris, thank you for your generosity today. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. I am learning so much in the coaching that we're doing together, and I so appreciate you, and thank you for joining Life After Corporate today.
It's been great to be here. Thank you.
That's it, my friends. Till next time. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.